This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, Monday, the 22nd of January, on the DJV Experience. Hi, you have the friendly sounds of Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen working with me, Doug Steffen, on the continuing saga of the government shutdown heading into day three. And so I wonder if that's on a trend list that you have, Victoria, or do you have other more juicy things that we can be aware of?
Well, it's actually not trending at all on Twitter, which is kind
of
interesting.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. I agree.
News talk radio cares, whatever. And that seems to be about it, so in the news media.
Yeah, anyway. Davos is, of course, that's trending on Twitter, and that usually does every year, more than likely, and it is, of course, the case this year as well. It's usually a picture of all the private jets lined up together and talking about the disparity of wealth and poverty and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
So what is that? I don't want to be too inside here. Help people explain what goes on. What is at Davos?
Well, it's a big financial world leaders and financial billionaires and it's a big summit every year that happens, and they are supposedly there to discuss all kinds of world events and poverty and things like that. Oxfam typically every year, and they have done it again this year, like to raise awareness of the sort of hypocrisy of people flying in private jets and talking about poverty. So
why is that hypocritical? The thing that really sort of sticks in my craw about these things, the people that make fun of those who have money, and there are plenty of people who abuse, I suppose, depending on your definition of that, of the wealth at the expense of others. Some people say that a lot of people who are wealthy got there on the backs of folks. Maybe Nike is a good example of that, and what goes on in China in making the product and how much money they make, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not fair to cast aspersions on all of them as if they were all greedy bastards and they don't have any feelings or inclination to help others. There are many people. There are two things that I think need to be remembered in these
scenarios. Well, we're not attacking Bill Gates.
I'm just saying, in general, first of all, without these people, whether they're greedy or they're not greedy, we don't have jobs. We have to have companies and businesses in order to have jobs. And if they decide that they are going to try to take advantage of the workers, that's up to the workers to figure out how to get the best they can for what their skills are. But to always be putting down businesses, and I'm not saying that's what you were doing.
But I understand what you're saying.
Victoria, there's no business without business people creating business.
Right, but what I understand that. But that we're not talking about in America. We're talking about in impoverished nations where a worker can't just say, well, this is what I'm worth. And that's what they're talking about, the disparity of the world's poorest and the world's richest.
Yeah, where but 42 that's mostly people government. The hand of government, especially in Africa, that gets in the way of this sort of thing. Maybe it's collusion between big business. Look, I'm no fan of, you hear me all the time talking about big ag and how the family farmers getting screwed. There's got to be a way to sort of measure or meter all of this stuff out. But what happens on the outside looking in when there are meetings like this and the stuff about private jets and stuff, you know, so those people that are flying the private jets, they have jobs, they built the planes, they, you know, guys that are pilots are getting jobs, so it's not just
Oxfam issued a statement saying that the concentration of extreme wealth at the top is not a sign of a thriving economy, but a symptom of a system that's failing the millions of hardworking people on poverty wages
we know that.
Who make
How
our
do they
clothes
fix it?
And grow our
what
are, food.
What's their solution for fixing it?
Well, part of the reason that they have this economic wealth forum is supposedly so that some of these issues do get addressed and that there will be solutions. But I don't, you know, they have it every year.
They've had these for quite a while.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's kind of the point why people, exactly, nothing really seems to come out of it except it's just, you know, a billionaire's forum.
On both sides. That's not what it sounds like anyway. Those dirty, greedy so-and-sos, they're flying in on their planes. And then,
but it's not just about the planes. There's always, what I'm saying is there's always pictures of the planes lined up. Every year you see the same image practically. It's not just about the planes, though. It is about, like, how, you know, are we taking care of each other? And I think that that's really the larger message. And that to have this symposium every single year happening, and yet the divide is just getting larger and larger between the wealthiest, the 1% of the world, and how the rest of the world is living.
But it's up to the other 99% in some way, shape, or form to figure out, not the 99%, because then it wouldn't make sense. But people all have, well, we hear this, that you know, when you hear the story about somebody who's black that's come up from a horrible beginning and they've gotten to the top of the food chain or the business chain or whatever it is, and you got the same thing with somebody who is, you know, these stories always abound. But I maintain that there are some people who are just born into life who are able to do that and who can figure out how to get that done. And it isn't going to be any amount of government prodding or people wringing their hands. It's just, it's up to the individual. There are opportunities, educational opportunities in our country.
We're not talking about our country, though. We're talking about the world's poor.
There are no opportunities. The business about what's gone on, there have been a lot of people who have complained about, let's just say, the Central Americans, El Salvadorians, Guatemalans, people who live in these countries that often send their youngsters through Mexico into the United States illegally, and then they become, if they're smart, they become legal, and they stay here. And because of the impact of what we have helped them do, whether it be legally or illegally, the Latino income growth, i.e. what goes on or what is a part of the picture in El Salvador, Guatemala, these other countries that are in Central America, the Hispanic economic boon that has come as a result of this and other things, the Latino income growth in the United States, again, I know you don't want to talk about the United States, but I found this and I thought it was pretty compelling. The Latino income growth from Latino businesses and Latino workers who are reporting their income has beaten the growth in the U.S. economy by 70% over the past 4 years. I wish if Jennifer were here. There's a group here in Los Angeles called the Latino Donor Collaborative that conducted a study finding Latinos contribute to the economy. Their contribution last year was over $2 trillion. So that's being paid, paying taxes, buying and selling things in the economy. This is really pretty interesting because it beats the gross domestic product of India, Italy, Brazil, and Canada. That is the Latino influence in our gross domestic product here.
But is that surprising to you? Because that's not surprising to me at all.
I was surprised.
And maybe because
it was that
big. In New York. There isn't a single restaurant or bodega or delivery person that isn't Latino in New York City.
Why is that? But how's that happen?
That's where the jobs are.
I know, but why aren't there white people doing it to some extent? Why is it always Latinos?
I'm sure if a white person walked into any bodega or restaurant and said, I want to be a delivery guy, they'd offer him a job, just as much as they'd offer it to someone else. But these are not jobs that white people in New York City want.
Yeah. How are white people in New York City surviving that heretofore did these jobs?
What do you mean?
What are the people who, before the Latins got here to do this sort of thing? I remember as a kid going to New York. I think I went down, my mother and father took us to New York for a weekend. I didn't see any Latinos when I was a teenager in New York. None.
Okay.
So the white people that were doing the jobs, mostly Italians and Irish, who are New Yorkers, I would say that is the group. Now we have people
who they've climbed up the socioeconomic ladder, and they don't need to have those types of jobs anymore. But those types of jobs are what keeps New York City running.
Yep,
it's so I'm not really surprised by these statistics, but unfortunately, you know, you want to go back to the news media. I know you hate the news media, but like these are the things that are not these are things that are not really reported. It's all just about all of the Latinos are a bunch of deadbeats. They're not paying taxes. They're drug dealers. They're rapists. They all ought to be deported. When I'm glad you brought this fact up because this is a very true fact. That we need to look at how other races in our country are really pulling their weight, and in some cases, way more than Caucasians.
Six million Latinos added to the legitimate U.S. population. We always hear about the illegals, and there are millions, 11 million of them, but there also are 6 million Latinos that have been added to the U.S. population in the past 5 years.
Right, with working papers and paying taxes.
And 81% of them were born here. As it turns out.
Right.
And let's see, Latinos graduating from college in record numbers. Latino population ages 20 to 24 in college grew by 20% in the last 5 to 10 years. So if we continue this out, if we figure it out, if we push it out, at the current growth rate, Latinos will account for nearly a quarter of the U.S. GDP in the next 5 years. So that's a pretty amazing. And I maintain it isn't that they don't want, well, we've made it so easy for people to not work in this country, get money, and not work. That's what that's the outrage.
Well, it is an outrage, and I do agree with you on that issue. But in my experience, having worked in restaurants and bars and have done a lot of different things throughout my life, I can tell you that the only people I've ever known who are on the dole are white people. I don't know. I don't know a whole lot of people in my world. I don't know any Mexicans, Latinos. They're all working. They're working three jobs.
Well, that may be for Latinos, but it is not the case for people coming to this country from certain countries in Africa and Asia who have it figured out. They have their
system. I don't know any unemployed Asians.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who are in various composite cities around, especially in New England, that come in from countries in Africa. The Somalis have got a whole commune up in Lewiston, Maine, where there are thousands and thousands. Why Lewiston, Maine? God only knows. But they come there and they get on to welfare immediately. And they've got a whole, the system is, it just doesn't make any sense to me. How it is that we let all of this go on in the name of progress and helping people. You're not helping anybody, making it that easy. So we go back to some of the things you were talking about as we get started here, the meeting in Davos and how, you know, the rich and the poor and all that stuff. There are people who've got the system gamed, kind of on both sides. And I think that's where we should root out. That's where the real irregularities and the unfairness, I think, presents itself. There are a lot of unfair things, but I think that's one of them that's really pretty outrageous. 19 after the hour here on the DJV show.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ring case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move? Use a cart, because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096. Ends 1/27/18. In-store only.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Thank you. A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's now 23 after the hour, DJV time, with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, going back over the life of Dolores O'Riordan, the funeral at Limerick, Ireland on Sunday. Mourners lining up in the rain, holding on to flowers before they went into the church.
Thousands of people. It was a huge turnout. The pictures were just unbelievable.
Yep. Her mother and 6 siblings accompanied her casket into the church, decorated with pictures of her performing on stage, as well as photos of her meetings with the Pope at the Vatican. Fans said O'Riordan looked at peace in the open coffin. Ooh, that's so... Ooh.
I know, that freaks me out. It's a Catholic thing. I can't.
Floral tribute next to her casket from the Cranberries bandmates read, quote, "The song has ended, but the memories linger." As she's being buried alongside her father in County Limerick. That cause of her death not determined yet. More testing being done. The coroner's office said the official inquest into her death has been adjourned until April so that all the tests can be run. So that's her story. Now let's move at 25 after the hour into New Music Monday. This is a tradition we started when Victoria came on board, having 3 songs, new songs on the pop charts, and you listen to them and tell us what you think. You can always add to Jennifer Horn or at On Air Victoria or at C. Schillen or at Doug Steffen. Respond to what you think about this new music. This is first one comes from a group called First Aid Kit. Song's called It's a Shame, new album called Ruins. They are sisters from Sweden, Joanna and Clara Soderberg. They've been together since 2007. They toured our country, opening up for Connor Oberst and his band Bright Eyes. Early on, they caught the attention of David Letterman, who had them on his program as well. So let's crank this up, Kara, see what we think. I don't know these sisters. Is this typical for them? Is this what they normally sound like?
Hair has actually seen them live.
Yeah, I saw them live a few years ago. Yeah, I would say it's pretty typical. They have amazing harmonies together, and it's funny because they're Swedish, but they've always had like a country twang. They have another song where they reference Johnny and June Cash.
Really?
They have a pretty unique, cool sound. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I kind of like it too. All right, so that's the first of three presentations. Next one comes from Glenn Hansard. It's called Roll On Slow from a new album, Between Two Shores. He's from Dublin. Left school at 13 to get on the street. 17, his break came after playing in front of Ron Wood, Marianne Faithfull, and Stuart Copeland of The Police. So what do we know about him other than that?
Heavily influenced by your boy, Van Morrison.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right, let's crank it up and listen, see how it influences you. You weren't around. Take you walking. Does he know Van Morrison? Yeah. The way he tells the stories, he does sound a lot like Van Morrison. And here, Roll On Slow. I like this.
I think you would like this whole album. It's got a real, it definitely has a Van sound to it, for
does
sure.
It? Yep. Yeah, but we don't know if he has any hand in it at all.
Van he does Morrison. Not, no. They don't have a relationship that I'm aware of. Maybe they've met, but...
All right. Now, this is the third one. New one from Fleetwood Mac. It's actually a remastered tune, Monday Morning. Newly remastered album, Fleetwood Mac from 75. First album after Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham joined the group. This new version includes three CDs, two of which are bonus tracks and early studio versions of songs, live versions of songs. Let's listen. Tell me what you really want. Typical and good.
Love it.
So all the songs today are good. Good job, Victoria. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news of the North American International Auto Show, Ford roll out some stunning new vehicles, including a quarter-ton truck back in the USA, the Ranger. It'll have an EcoBoost engine with 10-speed transmission and trail control. Ford also showing the 2019 Edge, coming in a high-performance ST grade. The biggest news is from Ford as they rolled out the original Bullet Mustang and a new Bullet Mustang, which will be produced in limited quantity with a 475-horsepower V8 engine. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a Dan is crazy or just plain wrong. Well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Could your company use a little marketing help? Is it a challenge keeping your social media up to date? Or is it time to launch that new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional materials need a facelift. Relax. Help is on the way. Just go to promarketingsupport.com. Our U.S.-based marketing experts are ready to serve as an extension of your own team. Whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, the latest digital marketing strategies, the pros have done it all. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, promarketingsupport.com frees you up to get back to business. Check it out. Just go to promarketingsupport.com to get a no-obligation quote for your next project. That's promarketingsupport.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The hour now. Again, it's Monday, the 22nd of January. Oprah Winfrey said, "The biggest adventure you can ever take is to live the life of your dreams." And I am such a believer in that. The dreaming, if you will, thoughts or things, that sort of focus. Think about your passions and your loves and what you want your life to be about. I believe you can create your life. Victoria Keelan is here to attest to that. Kara Schillen as well. The government shutdown, day three, and what's going on is the Center for Disease Control is concerned about tracking the flu because the flu season is pretty stiff this year, and the government shutdown could make all of this more difficult to track, and I say, so what? Under the circumstances, the flu was around back in, and maybe the benefit, if there is a benefit from this that has real time value, in order to sort of stem the tide of it. Thinking back to all the discussion that's been front and center here, the 100th anniversary of the flu that killed 600,000 Americans and 6.5 million people around the world, the flu epidemic in 1917-1918. So, in a way, if they can track it, maybe they can figure out. It's kind of like a forest fire. If you can try to slow it down by cutting it off, then it has some value. But you know, you look at the agencies that are closed: Food and Drug Administration, various health services. Some of the employees are working, but the Center for Disease Control says only 37% of its staff is working. It still is able to collect and report data about the flu, but at slower rates. And so under the circumstances, what do we think is best about this? We tend to be superficial, as we are about a lot of things here, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
The overview of this, and so, okay, so we can't track it as quickly, but it's more a basic sense of the entitlement that government workers have. Okay, so we're going to shut down, we'll go home, we'll sit and do nothing, and then we'll come back to work in 3 days or 3 weeks, and we'll still get paid for the time we were sitting on our arse doing nothing.
Right.
And the average person can't do that. If you don't work, you don't get paid. That's the case here and most every place else that I know of where there's legitimate business being run. But the government, no, it's not a business. It's an entitlement. Why should you be paid? First of all, I guess you can look at it both ways. Number one, they're at the hands of the people who are running the government. So if they screw up, then it's not their fault. But the other side of it is, think of the mentality of people who expect to not work and get paid. That just, it gets under my skin. Because, and I don't know that it's not, and I'm not even focusing on the blame. Other than the cultural reality.
Right,
here.
But except for government workers, I don't know anyone who expects to not work and still get paid.
Get paid, yeah.
I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
And I don't have any friends who work for the government, so I don't. But I just know that, yes, you're right. We've certainly have, that seems to be the mentality. That, well, whatever, I'm entitled to be paid because I work for the government.
Right. Who? What do you mean you're entitled to be paid? Who the hell are you?
Right.
You think you're entitled to be paid? And these people, these firefighters and policemen and teachers and stuff, I don't know. I think with police, it has merit to have them 31, 32, 33 years they're out. So they're in their 50s and they can still do another. I don't know that I feel that firefighting isn't that stressful. I think that they have a tough time being exposed to problems, but I don't think they're in constant danger, whereas police
depends
are
where
on
you
the
are.
Road. Yeah, I suppose.
Because I hear fire engines. There's a fire station right near me. I live in New York City, and it's a constant thing. So I would say if you're if you're somewhere else, maybe a smaller area, then yes, it might not be that stressful. But
teachers who are getting pensions at 30 years, not fair. It's not the public unions, public employee unions, have so run roughshod over the politicians because politicians want to be ingratiated to them, so that group of whoever it is, teachers, for example, normally they are supporting Democratic candidates. And so they buy them off. That's what they do. They buy them. They buy their votes by giving them better contracts. And now, is the circumstances perfect in schools? No, it isn't. But yet, the other side of it is that it's something you sign up for. You want to be a teacher. You deal with the realities of the day. And there are a lot of people who have a lot of really tough jobs that don't get to be able to hit the road when they're 50 years old after having maybe 55, having worked in the system for 30, 32, 33 years, and their payout, this is what they look at. They can stay working if they want, but oftentimes, instead of adding to their retirement package, it distracts from it because of the taking of the three best years. Normally, your retirement is based on the three best years, an average of the three best years. So, and then you get 85% of that. So I don't know. It does happen in the public sector. My sister, who works for Delta still as a stewardess at the age of 74. Actually she's 75 now. She just had her birthday. Yeah.
So is there any forced retirement age that airlines have?
Nope. not for pilots, yeah, but not for not for the people that are working with the public, if you will. The flight attendants don't have any requirement other than a physical requirement, not an age, but a physical.
That's interesting. I never would have guessed that.
Which, by the way, ought to be the way. I think pilots ought to have that saying. I'd much rather get into a plane and see a guy with gray hair sitting in the left-hand seat than some young whippersnapper. I didn't have all that experience. I would.
People also say that sometimes about doctors, and I think there's two different
That's
mindsets.
Changing. Yes,
and,
there is.
And I would much rather see someone younger than me in a hospital because
the
all
stuff?
Their information is newer.
Yeah. Yeah,
older doctors not always read up on all the new things. So now with pilots, I am a little bit. On the other side of that, yes,
yeah.
Of course. I want the old gray-haired guy. I want Sully.
Right. Yeah.
I want Sully every time.
I want Sully. You're right about that. So let me just backtrack a little bit here because we were talking just before we went on the air about is it an email or a Twitter feed that's connected to somebody in Russia that's listening to this program where we're being studied by the Russian government? What the heck is going on?
It's not that sinister. That would sound cool, but no. Earlier we had talked about in our tech report that Twitter will start emailing people if they had any interaction with any of the Russian trolls. They're basically is what they're calling them now. And so those are 3,800 and some odd change accounts on Twitter that were fake accounts. That were basically the whole point was to spread propaganda and to meddle with the election. And so Kara is our contact person for our Twitter account. And so she received an email, which she sat on this information until just now. Two days ago. Did you not listen to the tech report today when I was specifically talking about this?
I didn't.
She tuned it out.
Yeah,
but apparently 2 days ago, Kara did get an email. Kara, you can tell us what it said.
Well, it said, like you said, they suspended a bunch of accounts that apparently were potentially connected to a propaganda effort by a Russian government-linked organization known as the Internet Research Agency, which I've never heard of. It's a very generic name that I'm sure if you heard of, you wouldn't even think it was Russian.
Mm-hmm.
It could be from anywhere. But yeah, they notified anyone who could possibly have either followed an account, retweeted an account, liked something from that account, and so apparently we did that over the course of the last year or two, and so they were letting us know that account, they don't tell you exactly which account it was, they don't tell you what the tweet was, that you retweeted, anything like that, but they do tell you that you had some kind of interaction with them. Now I'm very curious what it was.
I just entered into the search bar, Russians and Americans. You want to know what the number one trending thing in Russia is today?
Okay.
On Twitter in Russia, hashtag Schumer shutdown has surpassed hashtag release the memo as the highest trending hashtag among Russian Russian influencers.
So in Russia, they're blaming Chuck Schumer for shutting down the government.
Really?
Wow.
I was talking about that, all the movies. I'll go through the movies with Chuck that I saw over the weekend, but the Obama, the final year Obama that I went to see, was really also about not heavy politics, but certainly some politics in how Republicans and Democrats are viewed outside, because the focus of this is international relations and us getting along, who makes a deal with whom, and how direct we are with the Russians at the UN and in confronting them was pretty refreshing. I thought it was... You know, I mean, there's a certain amount of showbiz involved in this whole thing, but the other side of it is that it was really very interesting to see how the Russians were put on the spot, especially for Syria and the Middle East.
Did you have a feeling, I quickly read one of the reviews saying that some of the comments that moviegoers are making is that it seemed like the final year of Obama in terms of the foreign policy, how starkly different it is to the first year of Trump's presidency.
Well, let's look at this the way it is. The people who put this out are Obama lovers. So they edited it and made it present, they presented their story through the eyes of people who love Obama. So is it objective? I think there's a certain amount of objectivity to it. I didn't expect it to be objective. I just wanted to see how these people were functioning in the last year of their presidency and what went on. And I liked looking at the inside of everything. Inside Air Force One, inside the West Wing, inside the minds of the people who are in charge at that moment. That's why I didn't do it because although the people, as I say, who put it together were great supporters of Obama. I just put it in my mind that it would be very refreshing to see some of the inner workings. It's like the sausage, right? We all love, man. I had a little bite of sausage yesterday with the kids. Oh, I love sausage.
You're eating a cow?
But if you know, no, there's no sausage, no cows in sausage. It's all pork. But you can get chicken sausage,
there's
too.
There's beef
days.
Sausage.
There is? I never saw it.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What have I done? Well, let's see. Food news. Those are in the food news department or in the food department. McDonald's, biggest restaurant chain in the world, unveiling plans to make its packaging more sustainable. In the next 10 years, all the cups, the wrappers, the straws, the Happy Meal boxes will be recyclable and responsibly sourced, so say they. They have 37,000 locations around the world, and they're going to be required to recycle on the premises at each restaurant. So that's part of the franchise deal. That's interesting.
Increasing, that's huge news, yeah, when you really think about it. And we talk about composting and landfills, yeah, and things like that here. But, yep, you know, to me, the most staggering part of this story, 69 million mouths a day are fed by McDonald's.
Isn't
a day.
Isn't that amazing?
Blew my mind. I had to fact check that, yeah, because I didn't even know if that was real. But 69 million people a day eat at McDonald's.
I hate that stuff. Ugh.
But if you think about it, 69 million mouths per day, if we can reduce some of that waste, that has a major global impact.
That's the plus side.
Yeah.
I've talked as one of the threads through the program today was me filling out the information and doing my 23andMe, the stuff I'm looking for, DNA and health things. And a lot of their questioning has to do with what you eat, how you eat, where you eat, and do you eat fast food, that sort of thing. I was happy to click the no. But I know, yep.
But I eat sausage occasionally.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Did you?
That's just bad food.
Just as processed and terrible.
Right.
Did you check that box off?
Yes, I did. Here's how I fix that, though, Victoria. I have every day, as do you, the opportunity to put into my body, through my mouth, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a pill that makes a big difference because in it is the best quality fish oil, omega-3s, and the best quality krill oil. Krill oil boosts your joint comfort by supporting the bursa, the sacs, that have the liquid that make your joints function properly. You don't even think about this stuff until something goes wrong. And the same is true about your cardiovascular health. Your doctor, when he finds out you're taking this, will be very happy because fish oil, although Dr. Ken will say, well, get it from the source. Yeah, but not everybody has a chance to eat fish every day. And
that's
you need
so true.
To have this in your body every day. Nutritionists are on board for fish oil and krill oil, so time for you to get on board with Krill Omega 50 Plus. You can call 800-355-1493 right now and order your free bottle. Free, free, free. Yes. 800-355-1493. You'll pay a small shipping charge. That's it. Try it, like it, and then you'll be a member of that club for life. 800-355-1493.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Music for when the Patriots walk into the room. This is movie music from Rudy as we get into movie moments at 53 past the hour on the DJV show with Chuck Curry joining Victoria and Kara and me. So what's the real significance of playing the theme from Rudy?
I just thought with the football championship Sunday yesterday, that happens to be my favorite all-time football movie, Rudy.
Does it? Why? I don't know it. I don't know the movie. What's the movie about?
It's about Sean Astin is a star. It's about a young guy who has a dream of going to Notre Dame and playing for the Fighting Irish. And he's really not talented enough to make the football team, but he works really hard. And at the end of the film, makes the team and gets to play in one play at the end of the season in his final year. Great,
it's a
great
true
movie.
Story. It makes you cry every
story?
Time.
Oh,
great
okay.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's good.
The same guy who wrote Rudy also wrote and directed Hoosiers, David Anspaugh. Oh, he only directed like three or four movies, but two of the greatest sports movies of all time.
I think
Rudy,
Hoosiers with
Hoosiers.
Hackman is great. Well, who else is in that besides Hackman? Isn't Keanu
Dennis
Reeves
Hopper.
In there? Hopper.
Dennis Hopper did great work. And also, Barbara Hershey's really good in the film also.
Right, yeah. She's always been great. I thought I always had kind of a crush on her. One way or the other. All right, okay, Victoria, calm down.
It's cute. All right, it's fine. Yeah. It's cute.
All right, 55 past the hour. We have movie news, including the total box office total for the weekend. I'll give you some reviews on what I saw. Chucker will as well. Let's get going right after this.
Could your company use a little marketing help? Is it a challenge keeping your social media up to date? Or is it time to launch that new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional materials need a facelift. Relax. Help is on the way. Just go to promarketingsupport.com. Our U.S.-based marketing experts are ready to serve as an extension of your own team. Whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, the latest digital marketing strategies, the pros have done it all. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, promarketingsupport.com frees you up to get back to business. Check it out. Just go to promarketingsupport.com to get a no-obligation quote for your next project. That's promarketingsupport.com.
All right, I had my fill of fare this weekend. Den of Thieves is just okay. I would say the best two movies I saw, Trevor, I saw Den of Thieves,
okay,
a road movie from Russia, Final Year of Obama, Small Town Crime, which is an interesting movie, actually, Forever My Girl, and okay, 12 Strong. And
wow,
the best two were Forever My Girl and 12 Strong, not at all. I thought Forever My Girl was very sweet. A story of a country music singer, actually played by an Irish guy, who sounds like he had a lot of good voice coaching because he sounded like a southerner, and the young woman that he loved and then left, and, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's kind of a sweet, it's cheesy. Yes, Kara, it is cheesy, but it's cute. 12 Strong tells the story that's real about the horseback riders that went in to try to wipe out some of the baddies, the Al-Qaeda people that are, this is where the war should have been fought and wasn't, and that's a lot of the backdraft of this conversation. Well, if we went in there, we got everybody all working, so how come we didn't get Bin Laden then? Because we decided to go to Iraq instead, folks, for no good reason.
Now, which all movie that you've seen had the biggest crowd?
I would say that it was between 12 Strong and Den of Thieves. That it was a Small Town Crime, actually. It was an art house movie with Olivia Spencer. She put it together, and it's a pretty interesting story. I was surprised to see her in it. But
now, when you go to all these movies, let me ask you a question. Do you buy a popcorn and soda for each one, or do you sneak milk jugs in?
No, I don't either of those. I had popcorn once over the weekend. I find it fills me, and I don't like eating too much of it.
Right.
But what did you see over the weekend?
I didn't see a movie, actually. I did not.
All right, so give us the top five, and let's go through the what did well at the box office.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, continues to do really well. Number one for the third straight weekend, $20 million in business, $316 million. This movie's done almost $800 million worldwide on a $90 million budget. No doubt that's going to be a new franchise for Sony Pictures. 12 Strong plays second, actually overperformed $16.5 million, well ahead of tracking. Den of Thieves also did fairly well, $15 million. The Post, Steven Spielberg's new movie, $12 million, $45 million in 5 weeks of release. And The Greatest Showman, which has had a tremendous hold and good word of mouth, $11 million, just 11% drop, $113 million in 5 weeks of release.
Good movie. Good job, Chucker. Thanks. 12:59 after the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.